From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. A new study shows California's population of incarcerated juveniles dropped more than 35% over a 10-year period. Katie Orr has more from Sacramento.
The study comes from the National Juvenile Justice Network and the Texas Public Policy Foundation. It credits the drop in part to California adopting several policies, including offering alternatives to jail time and not confining kids for minor offenses. The study found the number of kids being held in California juvenile detention centers fell 36%. That number peaked in 2000, with more than 17,500 kids locked up. In 2010, that number was just under 10,000. California was one of nine states highlighted in the report for drastically lowering juvenile incarceration rates. Nationwide, the rate fell by 39% during the same 10-year period. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
With the fate of federal immigration reform up in the air, two California Republicans have traveled to Washington, D.C. to try to push the issue forward. State Senator Anthony Cannella and Assemblyman Jeff Gorel are meeting with congressional representatives and staff. Cannella has a large Hispanic population in his Central Valley district, and he says he knows his trip won't instantly change the party's reputation with Latinos.
I think it's naive for anybody to think that Republicans, after 20 years of what would be perceived as hostility towards Latinos, would all of a sudden get on board with immigration, and then all of a sudden the opinions would change.
Still, Cannella says California Republicans should get involved because a quarter of all U.S. undocumented immigrants live in the state. The GOP-friendly California Chamber of Commerce is also urging Congress to act. You can find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.